Chapter 4.
Get along there, girlie, and fetch me another biscuit, Kinnison said, looking as if he might kick her.
Crystal wiped the sticky blonde strands of hair from her eyes and shot him a killing stare. Having no choice, she slid another biscuit from the fry pan and put it on a plate and walked it over to him. The morning was cold, but Crystal barely noticed as she patted her face, flushed from the heat of the campfire. The sun was up late in the mountains, and it just now fired the tops of the aspens. To the west, the sky was a clear azure, but the granite face of the gorge cast a long shadow over their camp. She cast her gaze up the rocky path that led to the town. She could just barely see the roof of the saloon at the top of the gorge. The other passengers might have an escape plan, but she would only be able to go along if she knew what it was, and she longed to speak with one of them. Her gaze slid to her captors. Boone lounged alongside the chimney, watching her with his brutish eyes. The oldest outlaw, she didn't know his name, flexed his knees while he walked around the camp, as if he was prone to rheumatism. Three men sat around the fire eating biscuits, Kinnison included. She didn't know where the others were.
How come you never take those gloves off, girlie?
She handed Kinnison the biscuit plate and ignored his question. When she turned from him, though, she curled her palms, the black cotton gloves stiff from sweat and grease. Kane walked in front of the chimney, suddenly appearing. His hair was slicked back as if he'd just bathed, and she noticed that, wet, his hair looked black. He hadn't shaved, but he must have performed some sort of morning ablution in the falls that thundered beyond the copse of aspen, which was more than the rest of the gang did. Rags and fleas, the trademark of the Confederacy, was their trademark as well. Their stench repelled her.
Get some of them biscuits. You can take them to the saloon.
Kane hardly waited for her to pile them on a tin plate before he took her arm and led her up the path. She tripped and stumbled, dreading the day ahead. Her attempts at escape had proved futile, and now it seemed her only hope was waiting for Tuesday, if Tuesday ever came. Though there was a part of her, a very small part, that trusted Kane after what he had done last night. Still, he was the outlaw, and she his captive. She desperately needed the assurance that she would survive the kidnapping.